My name is Michaela Fuller, and this is my struggle and experience with public speaking. It all started when I was in elementary school and middle school. I wasn't that worried about what other people thought of me, and I was a fun, happy kid. I had a lot of friends, and I was free and outgoing. But once I got later on in life, that all changed. The first few years of elementary school was perfectly okay. I encountered many friends along the way, and I had a fun, great time. Until the last few years of elementary school, when I acquired a few people who started to bully me because I was a little chubbier than most girls. It made me very self-conscious and afraid to speak in front of multiple people, especially when it got to the time to present or to talk in front of a whole group or class of peers. In elementary school, I remember having three specific friends, and I remember nobody else wanting to talk to me or be around me. I also remember my friends specifically also bullying me about how I looked, how I dressed, or how I acted. But they were the only friends I had, they were the only people I talked to, so I figured, why not? The last few years of elementary school was hard as I constantly thought about what other people said and how other people reacted in front of me or towards me. That affected me going into middle school. It made me very self-conscious and afraid of public speaking. I didn't want to talk to anybody and I was very shy around people. I would always want to be around my brother, and I would also message him to wonder where he was at for lunch so I could always be with him and so I wouldn't be alone. Going into middle school, I lost all my three best friends and I had to start out new. I acquired one best friend that was there for me for everything. We were very close and she did not bully me. She protected me and she stayed by my side through everything, as anyone's best friend should do for them. In middle school, I was still constantly bullied, giving dirty looks by females or males. This caused me not to want to go to school, so I ended up missing a lot of days and ended up telling my mom that I was just sick all the time, so it would give me a reason to stay home because I didn't want to face the people at my school, especially if we had to present for a day. I would miss, so I wouldn't have to face presenting in front of other people. I later on in middle school lost my best friend due to other personal reasons, and I had to go to high school to where I didn't really care about what other people thought about me, and I gained more self-confidence, but I was still self-conscious about how I looked and what people thought about me, although I didn't care about people bullying me anymore, and as long as I was happy, then that's how it was going to be. I'm going to interview my brother Benjamin Fuller next, as he tells you some stories or some examples about my public speaking experience. Have you noticed any specific times that you've witnessed any insecurities of mine?
I feel I've witnessed some of your insecurities throughout middle school and high school. Just basically being more of an introvert, not wanting to do any public speaking, Staying more towards yourself or people you know, not really going out of your way to make any new friends, because you're always afraid of that kind of social interaction or what it may be.
Has there been a specific time you've seen that?
Again, anytime throughout school, big presentations, projects, anything that involved getting up in front of the class and having to speak or like show off your project, like I'm sure now is probably gonna be kind of tough for you, but just anything that has to do with school and talking in front of the whole class or large amounts of people.
Has there ever been a time that you witnessed me not being afraid to speak in public or in front of anybody?
I feel like certain examples of this would be getting your first couple jobs, being able to work through meeting the new people and getting to know one another. That's a big step because it's a lot of work and talking and getting to understand and know your work, so I can understand how that would be a pretty big step for you.
Was there a specific time at work that you've noticed?
I feel it's just when you're in front of a customer trying to take their order, just having to communicate, like small talk, asking how their day was, and small things like that.
The next person I'm going to be interviewing is my mom, Jennifer Fuller. Was there ever a time in public that I was shy, and when?
From the time that you were very small, you've always been very shy and timid. I can remember many times going to Illinois to visit your dad's family. You were extremely put off, very to yourself. Really wouldn't be around a whole lot of people and was very stuck to my side. But once you warmed up to everyone, you were just good to go and we could not get you to calm down.
By the time it got down to high school, I stopped worrying about what people thought. And I figured out and realized that doesn't evolve around what people think of me, it evolves around what I think of myself. And as long as I'm happy and I'm okay with who I am, then it doesn't matter what other people think, as long as I'm okay with who I am. And even though I'm still somewhat self-conscious about myself, I still go throughout the day not worrying about how people feel or what they're thinking about me. And I live a better life knowing that I'm doing what makes me happy and what is going to get me farther in life than worrying about what other people think about me. And instead of focusing on that, I can focus and clear my mind on other things that are more important, like my schoolwork, my grades, my job, and my upcoming career that I will pursue after high school. And that is my podcast. Thank you for tuning in.